quack 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 quack
quack quack quack quack quack quack quack quack quack quack quack And this is episode 2 of the SSRG podcast.
Here's the story of a bunch of hackers who were hacking in the Sonic line of ROMs. All of them had hacks that weren't like each other's on hard to find websites.
So yeah, you're actually listening to a podcast. You're not listening to Dying Ducks anymore. We will talk about Dying Ducks later.
Yeah.
There is six of us here today. What a surprise. Today's host is Spanner. Say hello to Spanner.
Fuck
you. Hi, Slody.
No.
Get off the fucking stream.
Who?
Oh, Spanner.
I hate Spanner.
And let's introduce everyone else on here. So one at a time.
Hi.
Howdy.
Hi.
Howdy, guys.
My name is Peter. I'm also known as Sonic Kid a long time ago, but my new name is Tungara at the moment. So, hi.
Okay, next. I'm Dallas Brom. I'm a person. I'm back.
I love Underwater Mike the game. It's a good game.
Well, the problem is that Dalek Sam's microphone is a plunger.
Ah. Who's next?
I'll go next. Hello there, children. I'm Super Egg from Texas.
Is that right?
Yeah. I'll go next. I'm Ayla. From...
Also from Texas.
Yeah, I'm originally from Texas. I live in Oregon now.
And I'm Mega G-Wolf. I don't do anything important. Ignore me.
He has a beautiful voice.
I'm actually disappointed that you never went, "Hey guys, I'm Mega G-Wolf."
Hey guys, I'm Mega G-Wolf, and welcome to the SSRG podcast. Today, I don't know.
Today, I'm not gay.
Today, I don't know what's going on.
Okay. I just had sex.
No, you didn't.
Okay, so, let's go, everyone. We're going to read out some news, and when we read out some news, we only go to the best website there is, TSSCnews.com.
I have no affiliation with this part of the show. I just want you to know I have nothing to do with this, and it's all Spanner's idea.
Well, we can't go on other news sites. I'm just, you know, we have to have some focus on TSSC as it's an affiliate of the SSRG. One thing that can definitely be talked about, as you know, we were playing Dying Ducks. Sonic 4 soundtrack is now available on iTunes.
They're all good. Sonic Rush soundtrack. Oh, Sonic.
Yeah, apparently if you buy these, you get an extra track free. You just get this track for free if you buy this shit. Really?
What track would I get for free? Like.
I think it's Hear Everything with other kinds of animals like dying pigs. Dying dogs. Dying bats.
Dying salamanders.
Dying salamanders. Good.
Dying fish would be great to hear.
They just have the sonic drowning sound.
I don't know what kind of fish you've been killing.
Listen, I don't think fish drown, alright? Alright, Spanner.
They are going to be $10 each, $9.99 a piece, and we'll cover everything you've heard in the game. There's a good thing about this is the cutscenes in episode 2 were covered with sound effects. You could get sound effectless versions in this. Oh. So we'll just have to wait until they're all vipped and hear.
You could just listen to it by someone who's uploaded it online. That'd be better.
Yeah.
Don't pay for it. Do not pay for that shit. Do not.
Oh. Why would you pay for Sonic 4? Anything Sonic 4 relayed?
Alright, I'm
sick of buying episode 1.
I'm regretting it. You should regret it, but fucking... I have a news article here, Spanner, if I'm allowed to read it.
Yeah?
I might read it as Tristan Bresman, if that's okay.
Yes!
Focused on smartphone tablet development! Despite indication that Sega's resources may be better spent elsewhere, including but not limited in the recent poll bars, the mothership in Japan formally opened the Sega Network Division, focused on delivering content for tablets and smartphones. You can see TSSD on your smartphone now! Currently, Sega Sammy CEO Haruki Satomi will oversee the division and the 211 employees that work there, according to Andriga Sang. Yay! Journalism! Hey! If that name sounds familiar, that's because it wasn't that long ago that Satomi was the Sega of America's VP of Digital Business! According to this, his LinkedIn profile, Satomi was promoted to Senior PV of the Sega of America and continues to hold the support criteria of the CEO position. And also to note, according to these same profiles, Mr. Satomi just received his MBA. Having graduated from the University of California, Berkeley, this year, Mr. Satomi's job will be to utilize Sega's game development savvy and to turn its solutions to increasing mobile device market! Yay! Results the Sega News Network has in goal and reflect the Sega Sammy's Q1 results expected later this summer, rather than the Q2 results in the late fall! Thanks to Zach Rude for tipping us like this on Twitter.
I'm not joking when he does talk like that. He really fucking does.
Yeah, he does, and he mentioned that he doesn't work for Fox News, but a Fox News affiliate.
Yeah, I work for a Fox News affiliate bringing you Sonic the Hedgehog news.
I was about to say something like, this news is brought to you by Mickey Mouse or something, apparently.
I'm not joking, he fucking talks like that.
If Tristan is listening to this, we do apologize, but...
But journalism.
Journalism, and you provide us with very good news sources.
I'm not talking about that, Tristan.
But this is the only Tristan we talk about.
I was referring to how Tongara sounded like that he's telling news to a 12-year-old, aka Tristan Searford.
Well, all I can tell you is, I've heard Tristan, what was it? Sage, yeah, I've heard him on Sage being shouted at, and he sounded like that.
Oh god.
By the way, Sage will be this August.
Yeah, oh yeah?
Sage.
Will it?
And so will the hacking contest.
I'm excited.
Yeah. There'll also be the Sonic Rush soundtrack. It'll be available on iTunes as well. $9.99 each. Sonic Rush and Sonic Rush Adventure. A better purchase than Sonic 4. I want to stress that out. A better purchase.
Oh yeah?
You're pretty much stating the obvious here.
Oh.
I want to state the obvious. Why don't you just go to the fucking internet and buy it? I mean, not buy it, just, you know,
record
it.
Oh, someone has to buy it, so we'll release.
The private bay is your friend.
Well, not if you're in the UK, no.
Nah, well.
Well, I mean, do you own
private party? It's the private
it party. It's easy website. To circumvent the private bay block.
Anyone in the UK is
this is a crazy party. Idea. Crazy idea. Do you guys own the game?
No.
Well, yeah, we do, but...
Okay, then, well, it's simple. There's a sound test on there. Go plug in the headphone jack into your microphone jack in your computer and record it.
Oh, here's a funny idea. I could just record it from my computer without a microphone jack.
Well, Dix, do it.
It's 2012. We're not
That's
in
a 19... better idea. How about just take the 2SF riff?
Oh, let's just not even listen to the music at all. How about
Good
that?
Good idea.
This has been Tangaro, and I'm not gay.
I thought if you wanted music, you just pirated it off of some torrent site.
Not Pirate Bay, what?
Listen, I don't know what this is, but please stop.
Summer of Sonic is on next week, by the way.
You're killing Sega.
what if the tickets have gone quickly, like they did in the first time?
No, well, the difference is, and I know that some people have been talking about this, and this is my explanation on it. Last year they had a bigger venue. This year it's a smaller venue. It's somewhere else. It's in Brighton.
Yes, by
and it's a smaller version. You can only, it was a ticketed event this time, so if you don't get a ticket, you're not coming in. And I have a good reason why there's small capacity. Aircon.
Aircon?
Yeah,
oh, aircon. Yeah. I heard about that.
Ah, I can. All right, what was it about it? Oh, yeah. Apparently it really stank last time at Summer of Sonic, and it was really hot as well, so.
No, the problem is that, and I've never been there myself, but everyone says that the aircon is usually, they get promised it and it's not there, or it's just weak enough, so they've had, if they get aircon this time, they've got to put effing around and, you know, it's a fun event for people, and the US has got Sonic Boom now. This will be its second year running.
A superior event.
Sonic.
I don't know, I think it's just got the same people in it, really.
Well, no, fucking last year they had the fucking people, man. They had the fucking people. Alright, they had more of the fucking people. And it was a fucking party, alright? It wasn't like...
Okay, we're back. If there's a lot of that there, we had some problems. Anyway, Peter, what do you want to talk about?
Retro Hack.
Go on.
What's okay. Retro Hack?
Retro Hack is a site by a guy called Sky... I can't talk. By a guy called Psycho Skater. It's pretty shitty. I'll tell you that. They're having a competition.
If we can talk about something positive about Psycho Skater, he will be performing with Jun Sanui.
He's going to be performing, I guess, his Sonic Chill album that was recorded really badly or something with Jun Sanui.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Absolutely, that is how you pronounce it.
Anyway, Retro Hack, I believe there's a competition.
Well, isn't it delayed because they only have, like, what, 3 members? I don't think you can have a competition with 3 members.
Listen, as long as there's one person willing to participate, there is a competition.
Well, right. MK Dark.
A competition against yourself, or what?
Right, I will tell you what. Okay, this competition. You can submit your hacks to this topic. It must be posted within this topic before Monday, the 30th of April, 2012. Any hacks after the state will not be counted.
What?
It could be a Sonic hack or any other hack, as long as it's a Mega Drive hack.
So we need to travel back in time to participate.
Back in time to another world where you can be mine. We don't have to worry when you're by my side.
Ayla, we should submit Sonic 2 Beta into that.
Sonic 2 Beta is a ROM hack.
Unfortunately, it's already over. If it ended in like April of 2012, that means that we missed the contest and.
Alright.
I think it's been extended actually. They've just not updated the.
Oh, okay, but hold on.
What are the prizes?
The prizes? Okay, this is what I was gonna get to. The prizes. First prize and runner up prize? First prize and runner up prize. First prize is to become a beta tester for Red Hot Sonic's hack, Sonic 2 Retreation. Recreation. I'm dying today, as you can hear. I'm becoming a moderator for 2 weeks. Edit, special prize also coming from myself. Psy, you know, Psycho Skater, yeah, because he just put Psy for whatever fucking reason. Anyway, runner-up prize will become a moderator for 1 week. Edit, depending on the quality of the runner-up pack, there may also be a nice prize from me. Psy. This is just a simple best overall hack contest, rather than specific categories.
Apparently. Why don't they just make everybody on that site a moderator? There's only like what?
Listen, it's a self-moderating community, alright?
Retro Hack is basically full of people who were banned or not approved from Retro SSRG. There was this one person who posted yesterday saying, oh, I've been waiting on Limbo for so long. Well, guess what? Sir Modder, or as you were called in SSRG, Son Hacker, or Sir Hacker, the staff decided to leave you in limbo. They do not want you.
You're never going to heaven or hell.
I do like that, SSRG is Retro's dumping ground, and Retro Hack is our dumping ground.
Can you imagine that? not being accepted at SSRG, so you have to go to Retro Hack. Could you imagine? Oh, God. Shit.
Would that be like the untouchable class in India?
Yeah.
No, that's ASM to Genesis hacking site. Hold on, let me see if I can find that.
Oh god, is that not the one from Ivy called Daiko?
Alright, fucking...
Oh yeah, we mentioned... I have a good subject we can talk about. The hack of shame.
Oh god.
Oh, snake. Yeah. Green snake. Alright.
You know, the winner of the E-Rank trophy, the hack of shame by Green Snake.
I may boot up my emulator and play it live just so I can tell you my reaction as I play it.
Hang on, what hack? What?
Sonic Green Snake.
Sonic Green Snake? Green Snake?
I've not heard of this.
This is one that you have to review.
Yes. Yes, I want you to review it.
Alright, hang on.
I think if we review it for the contest.
Sonic Green Snake 3.
I think I don't know if he submitted this hack.
I will enter it on his behalf, alright?
Alright, hang on. I'm gonna do the same thing. I'm gonna quickly play this.
Okay, while they quickly play this, I will give you a run through of what happened. This guy, Green Snake or Tuvit something, 19 of 7, I don't know, basically was able to get the source code from an old version of Selby's hack, Sonic Eraser, and then decided to make an abortion out of it, and it's pretty bad. I don't think even the coat hanger could have been saved.
Alright, so...
Wow, that analogy must mean this is the best fucking thing ever, hang on.
Alright, this is the warning at the beginning. Warning, this game is unofficial. This means, this means, comma, that this game is not created by or under Sega Enterprise. What? Okay. Game is based on heavily modified code and the data from the original game Sonic Hedgehog created by Sonic Team. Sega retains rights to the original code, data, and others, while all the new content in this game is created by us. Press A, B, C button. Okay. Hacked by Green Snake Hacking. Only for use of Dice Pit.
Dice Pit, Green Snake's reputation is... Well, under 9,000.
Only for use with of 9 people. Of nice people? Sorry, of nice people. Not anyone mean people who just wants to steal our job or fuck us up. Current version is Sonic Hacking Contest 2012 Beta. No, it's for the Hacking Contest. SHC 2012 Final coming soon. While waiting, play this crap. Most comments made by Green Snakes. No refunds! Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point.
I want a fucking refund!
A, B, S, C button, okay. Green Snake Hacking presents for sonicg.weebly.com for Sonic ASM.
Yeah, there you go.
Sonic ASM, sonicasm.co.cc /forum.
What?
That's the guy, that's the website for the stolen shit.
And I would just like to say...
Hot Summer's
the guy who owns that site PM'd me and said, okay, he has been banned. They do not like the stolen code, the Oracle Doico shit. Okay, this is Finn, and we just had a hack that had stuff from Oracle Doico, whatever this faggot is. He's a faggot, he's a Mr. Brains faggot. If you have code from him in your hack and you publicize it,
you're
going
banned.
To get a post saying, please remove the code because he just steals code from elsewhere. He's been taking it from Megamix, Eraser, bunch of other stuff. His code is not legitimate, it's stolen. You think he's helping you, he's not helping you. You want to be banned yourself.
Hold on, fucking, so okay, there was this beginning intro, Hot Summer Zone. So Sonic ran through this fucking hot fucking marble zone that looked really weird. And he ran into a ring and it said, Sonic had creepy feeling. He said to Tails, I'm going to check Green Hill Zone. I'm coming back soon. Sonic did not come back.
Sonic did not come back.
Okay, and then I fall into an overworld that looks like the one from, what's it? That fucking hack. Sonic Extended Edition.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's even got the same music. Fudge Hill Zone.
Secret Extended Edition.
I mean a level called... I'm going to a place called Fudge Hill Zone.
Delicious.
Can I just call it...
Oh, he's being chased like a Selby's hack by a bus bomber.
Can we call it Fudge Packer Zone?
Maybe.
Oh, dear.
Alright, so I'm currently in Fudge Hill Zone. I just got chased like in the beginning of Selby's hack by a bus bomber. Okay. It's got Sonic Freak Blast Music.
What? Do you wanna know my opinion?
What?
This could be the worst thing on the internet.
I don't think you've ever played my original hack, then.
oh man.
One day I will dig that up from the archives and you can review it on your show. Okay?
Alright, cool.
I would enjoy that very much.
The staff gave this person genuine level of awful. The staff gave this person a second chance.
My first hack was made at the beginning of 2000. No, the end of 2002 / beginning of 2003. So, yeah.
You could. Even a retarded monkey could do better than this!
Well,
see the person who made the London 2012 Olympics logo?
Person
who made the London 2012 Olympics logo could probably make a better hack than this person.
Didn't you know that logo was made by the Illuminati? Didn't you know? Ooh.
No, it looks like Lisa Simpson and Bart Simpson.
Yeah, it does.
It does.
Okay, hold on.
So I'm in this fucking special stage. Right, okay.
Oh yeah, and it's a complete rip-off from Evasors.
Yeah.
You mean the code was stolen? Yeah, I know.
Dude,
some people say it's unbeatable, it is beatable, but it's just so fucked up. Anyway, Marky Jester made a post, and he offered some critique, and you know that cutscene at the start?
Yeah.
And he's just running into lava. Marky Jester says, lava does not flow, it is a liquid, it will fall because there is no wall, mountains don't just end.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
Have you tried spin dashing yet?
Yeah. isn't this just horrible? Truly horrible.
You're still in the abyss.
Shit. God.
It makes Sonic 1667 look like a fucking masterpiece. Wait,
dude, okay, I just fell into this part where there are fucking goalposts, and it won't stop falling back into the goalposts every time. Shit. Help! 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 Shit! Help!
Help! Oh, I can't play this.
This is an awful, awful, awful fucking hack.
I can't play this. I'll play it later when I actually want to.
Think we can just stop talking about this. We can talk about our friends. Okay, but we can get everyone's ratings off this hack. So, starting from Super Egg, your rating out of 5.
Wait, what now?
Your rating of the hack of shame out of 5.
Is 5 being the worst?
Well, 5 would be the best.
Oh god, can I do like negative numbers, like a negative 25 or something?
Yes.
Definitely negative 9006. The same rating he has on his reputation.
Dalek Sam.
I'm sorry, I haven't played it.
No.
Here, look. Oh, wait, there's a video to it somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, Shawnee B.
Oh, everyone's dropping again. Everyone's dropping again.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. Fucking spanner.
Well, we can edit that out. Peter. Peter, what was your?
Well, it's No Assurance in Sonic 1 by Sonic Kid. I'll tell you that.
Ayla, what's your review?
Ayla is dead.
What now? Ayla's still on, I think.
Yeah, I'm here.
Your review of this hack.
Sorry, I had to step outside for a moment. What are we talking about?
Hack of shame.
A hack of shame.
Oh, still Green Snake's thing?
Yeah, what is your rating, apparently?
My rating? I can't even give that thing a rating. It's
We've been giving it negative.
It's It's the Frankenstein of hacks. It's like someone took a bunch of people's hacks, chopped up the code, and threw something really, really, really fucking terrible together.
Well, say what you mean. Don't beat around the bush.
There you go, Mega G Wolf. I'll get the video for you if you don't want to play it.
Mega G Wolf, what's your review?
And putting review is snake in the sky is just what the.
My review is this is a thing, and I will definitely do some kind of video on it.
Yes.
And I, at the moment, I'm giving it -5 Big the Cats out of Sonic 06s.
I'm giving it. I will give it Bit and Donut out of 10. There we go.
I will give it 5 Sonic Labyrinths.
Okay, so I've got a question that I want to talk about now. What happened to the SSRG Museum?
The museum?
Basically, the code needs to be fixed.
Have you still got the content?
Yep.
Could I download it?
I could see what I can do.
Yeah, there's something I want to get off there.
You want to get off?
Yeah. Okay. So is there any way to access it right now that I could just access it?
I think 2003 is up.
Yeah, I'd like that one. What's the URL?
Should be, hold on, check.
Oh, thank you.
2003.sonicresearch.org.
Ah, okay, thank you. Well, that's the end of this podcast. Thank you for joining us. I have now got the museum. It's been great. I'm not gay. Spanner's not gay.
It's not the end, unfortunately, because we've got other stuff to talk about.
Oh.
Yay.
Well, this is embarrassing.
It's just our feature focus was the hack of shame. Have anyone here found better hacks to talk about than that abortion that even the coat hanger couldn't have been saved?
Well, there's level points from Sonic Adventure 2, Generations, which is neat.
What now?
Yeah, I see that metal harbor.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yep, that metal harbor
is being completed.
By the way, Spanner, what's the other museum page? There's 2003, and what's the other one?
2006 doesn't work.
Why not?
Because the code is fucked up.
Okay, well, later on, I need you to find a file in that folder, okay?
Wait, 2006's code is fucked up?
I don't know how, but alright.
Yeah.
But yeah, later on, Spanner, I want you to find something in there for me, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Ayla.
Huh?
Wait, have you seen... yeah, of course you've seen this, but have you guys seen this? This topic?
Is it what I think it is?
No, it's not that.
But I want to quickly mention Sonic 1 Championship Edition Lite.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
If you have
code by Oiko Doiko, I don't want to look at it. It's stolen.
Oingo boingo.
Luckily this person has said that the new version will not contain the code. Anyway, talk about Sonic 2 Bear.
Yeah, I saw the other one you're talking about, though, so...
Sonic 2 Beta is a shitty ROM hack made by Chinese pirates back in the day. That's all I've got to say about it.
Well, if you really think about it, it'd be a really crappy mod of Sonic 1 if you really thought about it.
I think it really shows that the Japanese adored the Nazis with a level like Genocide City Zone.
Definitely. Yuji Naka is a Nazi. He is a piece of shit. A xenophobic piece of shit. I hope he kills himself at some point, like most Japanese people do.
But tell us how you really feel.
Alright, well...
got quiet there.
Huh?
What the...
Huh?
Okay, speaking of Japanese people, I'm guessing you guys have played the original Zelda, right?
Maybe.
No.
Okay, well, I'm just gonna straight up tell you. There's one dungeon, I think it's like level, it's like the third dungeon in the game. And the dungeon is shaped like a swastika, no joke.
Good.
Dungeons, what's this?
But guys, the Pentagon is shaped like Illuminati. Fuck you, Illuminati.
Hey, guys. Speaking of, since we talked about Sonic 2 Beta, let's talk about the Sonic 2 Delta hack made by Azrael. I mean, that was pretty legit.
Which
we
version?
We talked about it last time.
No, but which version is he talking about?
I don't know.
The latest version that's on Vitro.
I have no time for that. I have the time for the original.
Ouch.
Sonic 2 Delta 1 is the ultimate. Because the later versions of Delta added stuff in, like Knuckles and stuff like that, but whereas the original point of it was supposed to be like a Delta version of Sonic 2, you know?
Yeah, it was supposed to be,
Basically, me and Ayla were going to work on secretly.
It's not a secret if you tell.
Cat's out of the bag. Shit.
Actually, no. I might as well tell you now. I'm just going to straight
up. We're not talking about it.
Yeah, we are.
What are we talking about?
A Sonic 2 Beta 3 hoax that I was planning.
Oh. Well, he fucked up.
I wasn't even aware of this.
Well, it wouldn't have been the best.
Actually, I was planning between this years ago, but I never got the opportunity because high school's a bitch.
Thanks, Seiya.
Here's a good idea. Can someone make a Genocide City Zone that isn't a carbon copy of Chemical Plant?
It was this fucking one hack called Sonic 2 Long Version or something.
Sonic 2 Lost Levels had a Genocide City Zone that used the graphics from
Machine?
The Machine, yeah.
Yeah, there was a good hack.
It was.
You know the hack by Sonic Hatch will be Sonic 2 Long Version?
That's like butt rape on this end. What the hell's going on?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh. Yeah, I do.
It looks exactly like Sonic 2 Delta down to the rings and shit like that. And then he said, oh, I never saw Delta before, but whatever. His version had, like, graphics from another game. I forgot what it was, but part of it looked like Streets of Rage.
And it was like a purplish or somewhat, if I remember rightly, but it had the Chemical Plant anime.
Fucking yeah.
City level?
That one. But yeah, everything else looked like fucking Sonic 2 Delta. And the guy said, oh, I've never played Sonic Delta before. Everything to the rings were like Sonic 2 Delta. Ah!
Okay, I'm back. Fucking internet and shit, niggers.
Boy, back.
What have I missed?
So much.
I've missed so much.
You've missed Ayla putting Sonic 3 levels, 2 player levels into Sonic 2.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Is there anything else that we could talk about?
Yeah, the current state of why I can't access the 2006 folder.
Oh, God.
I think Jimbo was fixing that.
I'll fix him. Fuck him. What is he actually done to? Can you access the actual folder though, Spanner?
Maybe on the FTP.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can access on the FTP.
Great. But yeah, anyway, what else can we talk about?
The hacking contest, the deadlines, people need to know this because I would like to see some hacks submitted that is not shit.
That
would be really nice.
Every single hack so far that's been submitted is shit, and you should all be ashamed of yourselves.
I have a feeling.
Generations hacks.
Generations hacks are what I'm pretty much looking forward to.
Fantastic.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to Eraser, but that's really gone out of the water since I.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah. Eraser.
Yeah, it's not out of production.
Oh no, I'm not too excited about Eraser, honestly. I mean,
I am. It's the best hack.
I am.
Well,
to me, it's one of the only good hacks in the Sonic hacking scene now. So,
that's only because it's fucked up.
No, it's because it's original.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm biased.
Original is not equating to fucked up. Just FYI.
It is fucked up, but it's original. It's better.
I'll admit. I mean, it's a pretty cool hack, but I mean, honestly,
I like the special stages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's too bad that the hack of shame stole them.
There is.
Oh yeah. That's right.
A really hard. I can win it.
Act 1 and Act 2 of this level have the same layout. Genocide City.
Which is?
Genocide City Zone.
No, okay, never mind. You missed what I was asking.
Genocide City Zone.
Yeah, God. For the same layout, and you just fall on the ground and you die like Death Egg.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, the deadline for hacks to be submitted is Saturday, 20th July 2012. No late hacks will be accepted, so be sure to get your hack in on time or face disappointment. There will be a period of time where submissions that have been entered successfully into the contest can be updated with new builds for judging, which will be until Saturday, 27th of July. So you have time, but to make sure that you do not get left out, submit your hack as soon as possible and just continue to submit updated builds until the deadline's up.
Whoever wins will win a cash prize of nothing.
Yeah.
I'm possibly a moderator on RetroHack for a week. They might. I'm not saying they will, I said they might.
Maybe you can be promoted to a full user for a week.
Oh shit, pure user for a week. Leak all the data, leak it!
No, you'll get special access to the band forum where you can laugh at videos.
Death of Robotnik.
You become a special beta tester of Green Snake.
Yeah. You get exclusive right. You get to own the hack and submit it as your own hack.
That can be the worst hack trophy. Get that surprise. But I think that the Hack of Shame has already won the E-Rank trophy, and I am making a special trophy for it. It will be revealed during the live podcast.
It'll be Big Ben.
It will be Big Ben. On the Challenger. So that was a good podcast, wasn't it?
That's not the end. Yeah. I want to talk about Hidden Palace Zone in Sonic and Knuckles. Alright.
Okay.
Fucking in Sonic and Knuckles Hidden Palace.
No,
if you hit Eggman. If you hit Eggman 255 times, you'll kill him.
Yep. He pops like a bad neck, if I remember correctly.
Yep.
He was a birdie all along.
He was a fucking nigga. What?
Yeah.
This is the end of the podcast. Bye guys.
Bye from Super.
Viva la Retro Hack.
Long stop.
No.
Let's see the high sorrow.
Retro Hack, the dream lives on.
Oh, okay, so let's actually do proper goodbyes. Goodbye from Super Egg.
Yep.
Okay then. Bye from
Dalek
Sam. That was Halo, but not Dalek Sam, but yeah.
Bye.
Peter.
Hi.
Say bye.
Hi.
Hi.
Mega G Wolf.
Bye.
That's the end of the podcast for this month. We will be back in August, which I don't know, it'll probably be the week before Sage Edition, so yeah. It should be good. Sage should be good. By then, we should have details for what Sage will have. So
I'm really looking forward to, before the Super Trial.
It's fun.
What was that? I'm still disappointed we didn't get to hear much of Mega G Wolf in this one, but
well,
yeah.
Well, to be honest, there wasn't a whole lot I could have.
I wanted to touch myself to your voice.
Added to. Okay.
Well, at least we have assurances that Mega G Wolf will be reviewing the Hack of Shame, and also one thing that we can talk about, Mega G Wolf will be live reviewing the hacking contest entries during Sage. That will be settled on soon, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you can join the live reviews and get on live stream and have fun. It doesn't matter how bad the hacks are, they are getting reviewed as long as we can do it.
Oh,
there are some private submissions.
Oh, Spanner.
We can't review private submissions, but if anything else, go for it.
Spanner. You're going to edit this next part out, right?
Yes, because
okay.
This is the right, podcast. Bye!
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 Bye! Alright, so can we talk about RetroHack in the second half? Or what?
I don't care. I mean, we could talk about lots of stuff.
Alright, so Spanner. Well,
what does Spanner have to say about RetroHack?
RetroHack.
Oh, sorry.
You've been muted this whole time.
I've been. Okay, we're going to restart in a set. I don't know if we should just restart the Summer of Sonic thing again.
Well, we've already really explained what's going on, haven't we?
Okay, so what else can we talk about?
RetroHack.
What are we talking about RetroHack for?
Yeah.
I'll go on to RetroHack and tell you what topics there are right now, alright? Hold on.
There's a contest.
Why are we going to talk about RetroHack?
Because there's a contest!
Yeah, but it's been delayed until...
There's a contest!
It's going to be delayed until they have at least, what, like, 5 members?
Listen, I don't want you to edit this part out, alright? I want you to keep it in.
Okay, we're going to start at 3, 2, 1.
Yuji Naka is a Nazi. He is a piece of shit.